They went up front to decide what they're going to do with him. Well, they finally decided to take him to the river and just put him in a skiff and let him go on down the river. They thought he was dead, to tell you the truth. Well, when they went back to get the nigga, he's gone. The nigga, he never was even knocked out. He made it out like he was knocked out. He vamoosed, and he went to his boss, Mr. Powell, and told him he had to get out of the country. He didn't have no money, he needed some money. And Mr. Powell gave him enough money to get him out of the country. And he left. Well, some years later, I was traveling through Memphis, and I went in the railroad cafe, and Plunk was behind the counter, waiting on it. Saw me just grinned from ear to ear, you know. I told him, I was Plunk, I said, you made your getaway just in time. They're getting ready to give you a ride down the river. He said, yes, sir, that was rough business, rough business.
Lord have mercy. Was the Klan ever active around this area?
Not in my day. My grandfather's day must have been, because they're old. Wasn't too active then. I remember my grandfather saying once, niggers are, in Reconstruction days, niggers are on top, you know. Top rails on bottom, bottom rails on top, all that. And he was a pretty fearless man, J.C. Drank pretty heavy, and niggers and everybody knew he was very resolute. And he came by a church one night. Niggas having a big meeting. They need me always meeting at night. And he, as he rode by the door, open door and through the light, he's at night. He could see that the chairman of the meeting was a nigga named Master, who'd been a slave of theirs, former slave, young boy. But he lived a bit younger than he was. So he just stopped, hitched his horse, and he strode right on into church, right on up the aisle, right on up to where Maskin was. He said, you black so-and-so, you hit that window and you hit it now. And all of them hit the windows. I said, all of them hit the windows. That broke up for me. But it wasn't many men could do that because his reputation, they knew he was going to do it. They knew Mr. meant business. Well, I wasn't still on the toll of that, but yeah, you made a record of that, too.
That's okay. Doesn't matter. What about your mother? Was she a housewife?
Yes, sir. Very much so.
Do you know anything about your parents' schooling? How far along they got?
Papa went 2 years to the University of Mississippi. My mother went to French Camp Academy and 1 year to the old Columbus IINC, Columbus Industrial Institute and College. That's woman, Mississippi Woman's College, University now.
Say that, she went 1 year there?
1 year there. 1 year at French Camp Academy.
And you said that your grandfather on your father's side was born in York County, South Carolina?
That's right.
Okay. And your grandfather on your mother's side was from here?
Grandfather on my mother's side was raised, born here, raised here. He was born really in Hinds County. She was supposed to be born here. But she was on a visit out to her parents in Hinds County, Jackson. He was born out there and they brought him right back here. He lived his life out right here. Now his father was went to University of Virginia. And the only formal education my grandfather had was as a boy, he was sent 1 year to Nashville to a boys' school up there. But his early education was in the hands of tutors, private tutors that they brought from New Orleans up here. He was taught in all the, he was taught in the art of boxing and wrestling and how to, you know, fencing, how to take care of himself.